Canaan again. Y'all hear me?
Yes, Chief, we can hear you. You can mute unless you're at call. That help everybody out.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5 o'clock, Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. And this is the continuation of the Town of Kiri Beach Town Council emergency meeting.
Do you want a motion to open the meeting?
Yes, please.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion to open the meeting. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Going to start with the department heads for the moment, and then we'll get into some other discussion. Chief Bowden, any impacts today? Anything we need to consider?
Nothing today. Chief Kennedy is going to give you an update on how many people were on the beach and any problems he ran into. So we can do that, and we'll be out after 5 today.
Okay.
Still dark.
Thank you, Chief. Chief Kennedy, you're online. Could you tell us, what did you run into this day?
Yes, sir. So just like the weekend, we had two lifeguards on the beach between 9 and 4. I spoke with them, and I think about 6 to 7 people off the beach, 2 were surfers. Nobody came in 3, so all of them were dead.
Okay. There were no difficulties with the people leaving the beach?
No, sir. Everyone was, didn't get any problems whatsoever.
Okay. Very good. John?
No difference.
No? No changes? No issues? Arlen?
No issues.
No issues? No problems or further requests for decals? It's
similar to yesterday, so is it, the process is working fine at this point.
Okay. For those on the line, if you need decals, you need to call Town Hall and they will take you through the process. Nikki?
Nothing today, sir.
No changes?
No.
Administration?
Nothing today.
Nothing today. Okay. Okay, the biggest part of the news as we move forward into the discussion elements of this particular meeting is that the had a 2:30 call today with the governor. He more or less reiterated the things that had already been done. And there was no specifically new direction that we were able to glean from that particular phone call. Behind that, the County of Mecklenburg has issued a stay-at-home order so that non-essential people will not be out to their jobs, and you can only travel under certain conditions. Consequently, at 4 o'clock today, there was a meeting with Carolina Beach, and Carolina Beach took an action to close short-term rentals. And that, gentlemen, is going to be the next topic that we will discuss together here this evening.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mayor, if I can update the council and the citizens. So, I reached out both to New Ann Arbor County Medical and to the state after the governor's call. I thought he would be taking questions, but he was not, so we reached out. Did not get a reply from the state government, but the local county government replied. Basically, the question was, does New Ann Arbor County Health or Emergency Management have any guidance on short-term rentals? The initial answer was health does not have guidance on short-term rentals. If the owner feels they can abide by cleaning and social distancing requirements, and then the assistant health director, David Howard, followed up, accurate, this business is not closed to our knowledge by any federal or state orders. So all applicable guidance for residential settings apply. Hygiene for personal respiratory and for services, social distancing, cleaning between renters, etc. So at least at the state and county level at this point, we don't have guidance. If the commissioners are in attendance, we'll look to the board, and I apologize for not presenting this for everyone else. We have a spreadsheet that shows what beaches have done what, and I'll take, I can't see the other one. Actually, I can't read it that far. Can you make it bigger, please? She's going to try to make it bigger. Basically, as the commissioners have followed this, many municipalities in our local area have taken similar actions to Carolina Beach on short-term rentals. And if she can make it bigger, I'll read the ones that have. Or I'll let you read it. Or she's bringing it to me. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, it's...
If I had better eyes, I would have been able to read it from
here. We can't zoom that one.
That's okay. So the following beaches have discontinued short-term rentals. Sunset Beach, Ocean Isle Beach, Holding Beach, Oak Island, Southport, Bald Head Island, Topsail Beach, Surf City. There are restrictions on short-term rentals at North Topsail Beach. So the spreadsheet doesn't say what those are. Emerald Isle has discouraged travel. Dare County has no visitors, which impacts all the beaches on the Outer Banks. Beaufort, travel discouraged. Nags Head, no visitors. Kill Devil Hills, no visitors. Manio, no visitors. Kitty Hawk, no visitors. And Duck, no visitors. So, of the beaches listed, Brunswick County, Pender, Onslow have not taken action at this point, but individual beaches in those counties have. And then, right now, Carolina Beach has. So, that's the status of where the short-term rental issue is in the beach communities that we have track on as of 4:30 p.m. today. So I just want to make sure that as we discuss this, the commissioners are aware of what's happening. So medical has no guidance at this point. However, the majority of beaches all around us have taken the similar action to Carolina Beach.
Commissioner Hager, did Carolina Beach give an end date, or is it just open ended?
They did.
22nd of
April. April 24th.
Their proclamation, Beth?
April 22nd.
April 22nd for their proclamation.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Thank you.
That's why we printed it out. So that's just to update the council as we discuss the issue. So I want to make sure you had all the facts that we know. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Any other commentary?
Well, did any of the beaches in their declarations necessarily say, I'm going to make the assumption that they're saying it's for the health and safety of their residents?
I did not read all of them, but that would be my assumption. Carolina Beaches, that's what they did. Because they made a proclamation adding on to that, so I'm not sure. Beth, does it say why? I mean, I'm assuming. So I don't have an answer for you. We could get them all for you if you need, John, but I don't have them all. I'm sure they're on the internet by now if we need to pull them all. And I should have said Commissioner Allen, I'm sorry.
Any other questions, Commissioner Allen?
No.
Okay. Commissioner Oliver.
I don't really have any questions. This is a tough decision for me. It is what's best for the community and for the town, and we need to stay in place. And I hate to come to this if we're having to make this decision.
Well, I will comment. With the Commissioner Oliver, is I don't know, I'm trying to grapple with if this decision, who does it hurt, who does it help? Is it more stringent on small businesses that do rent their places? I feel like if I was coming down here and had a rental already signed up and knew that I couldn't go on the beach, the restaurants are closed, I'm gonna sit around in my place and watch television, I can do that from wherever I'm coming from. But there may be somebody that wants to come down here and spend their money with a hotel manager or a private home, and are we taking those dollars away from those businesses?
Any other comments, Commissioner Allen? Any other comment? Commissioner Whitley, before I comment, I want to hear from all of you.
Could I make a comment, please?
Not until after the commissioner speaks. Go ahead, Mr. Whitley.
That was Joe, but...
No, that was not.
No, this is me. Is this a difficult decision? Of course. I spoke to family in the mountains yesterday. They're shutting down a lot of places in the mountains. The exact same thing we're talking about doing. I just feel we've got this point, unfortunately, and this is how we have to move forward.
Okay. Anything else, Commissioner Whitley?
No, sir.
Okay.
There was somebody that wanted to comment now.
I haven't commented, but somebody wanted to offer a comment? State your name and your address.
Sir, you're up.
Hello?
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 Hi, gentlemen. Jenny Linder, Fort Fisher Boulevard.
I'm sorry. Two people tried to speak at that one point in time. Well, the young lady, would you give us your name and your address, please?
Jenny Linder, Fort Fisher Boulevard. Staff. We have a rental, and we manage a few rentals. And to help you with a decision, we've already had people canceling through May and June for rentals. So I think a lot of people are not honoring their rentals because of this. So I just wanted to add that in.
Okay, thank you. Then there was a gentleman who also wished to make a comment. Name and address, please.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Name and address, please.
Okay, great. Howard Ames on Atlantic Avenue. I know that's a very difficult decision that everybody has to make here, and there's a balance between the safety of the citizens as well as the businesses. But as was just described, it seems like most of the beaches have already closed short-term rentals in North Carolina. You don't have any guidance from the state or from the county. The most important thing at this particular time is to flatten the curve of this virus and to keep it from spreading. And the more people that you have coming in from the outside, where most of the cases in North Carolina have come from so far, that's what you need to do. You need to keep those outside cases from coming in and spreading the virus. That happens to be the most important factor in viral transmission at this point in time. You have a community that's very tight, as well as the old or elderly, and so there's additional factors involved with per week that may not be like other places. So I think taking those considerations into account, considering the resident safety as your top priority at this point, I don't think it's going to last too long as far as the closures, but I think that's what needs to be done at this particular point in time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Many of the things that have been expressed here are important for a variety of citizens in a variety of ways. We have made efforts in talking to the EOC. I thank you for that, Mayor Pro Tem, David Hegler. We've had people, I myself have talked to some of the realtors who have said most of the people have in fact canceled. Many have canceled, I can't say most. I've had discussion with downtown business owners who really aren't seeing a lot of carry out support. Not necessarily enough to sustain what we are attempting to do. Therefore, considering all things, I am of the opinion that we should lean toward greater safety for our people and take an action accordingly. Now, does any other commissioner have anything that they would like to say? If not, we can have a motion, or we can continue to discuss.
Mr. Mayor, we need to discuss how this will be enforced.
I think we would have to talk about this with our chief. It would definitely be a difficult enforcement. I don't see us knocking on 250 doors.
And I don't want to put Mike on the spot, but
right.
I do think we do need to have a conversation with right. our enforcement.
So at this point in time, should we take this path, if that is the wish of the council, if we take this path, we will come up with whatever remedies we need to enforce.
So I think if we do this, we need to give some kind of guidance on our website and to town staff about we're not the answer on whether you get refunds or any of that, because we're not in the contract. We're stepping into the contract by doing this, kind of, because we've made it where the contracts that for short-term rentals are out there now can't be enforced. And unfortunately, every contract's different, and it's between the property renter and the property owner on how those break out. And some people are going to be unhappy one way or the other. And we are inserting ourselves. So I think that's just the reality of it, right? All these other beaches are finding the same thing. And if you look at what Dare County and everyone else is saying, because I've been reading what's happening as this has gone, there are many frustrated visitors and owners of rental properties saying all kinds of things, and we got to give our staff some type of message for people when they call in. Because, you know, whatever the message is, I don't know. I don't have one to propose to council, but we need to work to help them out and put it on our website and tell people, you know, you have to work through your renter people to figure out what this is means to you. And then the second thing is Carolina Beach, when they did it effective Friday at 2.
Yes.
My proposal, the mayor and I reached out and asked the rental companies what makes the most sense to mess up the lease contracts. It seems like the most rentals go to Saturday at noon. That would be my recommendation at the end of the contract or no later than Saturday at noon if we're going to do this, to mess up the lease contracts as possible. There's going to be plenty of them already, but that's just a concern that I have as we move forward.
There would be another concern to this, and there would be some exceptions to this particular rule. Exceptions for the military personnel that are here on station or here on training, and there would be exception for essential and emergency personnel who might be need to have shelter on the island for any particular reason. Beyond that, we would in fact be prohibiting other people from making short-term rentals. Short-term rentals as defined would be anything less than 90 days. Now, what we can do is you can set, if we agree to do this, you can set a start time, which was recommended by David, Commissioner Hegler, and then you can start, you can recommend a close time, at which time it would be reassessed so that people who are in this business have an idea how long we are looking at, and at least maybe a window as to when it will be reconsidered. Any thoughts on that particular portion?
I think for that one, we followed Carolina Beach and what the others are doing, which seems to be the Wednesday before the last Wednesday in April, the second last Wednesday in April. April 24th is what they had, or 22nd is what they had in there. Or, and if you look at the spreadsheet, it looks like most of them, some of them end on 4:30, some end on 3:30, and then some of them are just open-ended. So I'm just looking through the spreadsheet, and I'll share this with council, and we can put this on our website after the meeting. Well, for the
it would clearly
it would end it, on the 24th. That'd be a Friday. That way, rentals could start on Saturday on their regular check-in day if we do decide to end it. So
I think we would need to give them a few days to get going.
Yeah.
If we just tell them on the 24th, that's not getting them a lot of time. That's why I think Wednesday is actually a pretty good thought. If things are going to be available to happen for the Memorial Day weekend, obviously, or not, it's not Memorial Day weekend, that's the end of May. But if things are going to be happening for May, they're going to need chance to spin up. Therefore, I think the middle of the week is more appropriate if we're going to take this action.
I mean, 2 days doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, and I think we'll be discussing this again. So at our April meeting, I think we would have a lot more visibility. And I'm assuming we're going to continue this meeting, continue to have meetings since it's pretty fast moving anyway. But I think as an initial one, I would stay in line with Carolina Beach on this one. One of those few times I would say that. How's that?
I will make the comment that if we consider this action, the gentleman that spoke on the net talking about flattening the curve, he is a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. So there's a little more credence to it.
Somebody else had a question. Correct?
Somebody had a question?
Yes. I'm an owner of Ocean Dune 604 on Pelican Court. And my family has been down there for 60 odd days. And we're planning on being there until May 19th, I think. Is that going to have an effect on owners?
No.
You're not renting from yourself.
You're not renting, so you're not a renter. You're an owner.
Okay. So owners are okay to go down. All right. That's all
yep.
I care about.
Please be advised, you cannot be on the beach. People are getting confused about that, but you are not to be on the beach.
Oh, yeah. We know that.
All right.
Thank you.
So, no, this does not impact owners. Owners are welcome to use their properties. Any other comments on this particular item? All right. Then what I would do is, do I have a motion?
If you're trying to talk to us, please talk in your phone. If you're not, please mute your phone because we hear your background. Ma'am, if you're trying to talk to us, please get closer to your phone or please mute it if you're not because we hear you talking in the background.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion that we amend our Declaration of the State of Emergency with Section 7, discontinuance of all short-term rental operations. All rental agencies and property owners that rent properties within the town of Curie Beach are instructed to have all current renters who have a rental term less than 90 days to vacate the premises by the end of the rental contract or no later than Saturday, March 28th, 2020 at noon, with the exception of short-term rentals to military, emergency personnel, or as designated by the Curie Beach Town Council to respond during this emergency. Furthermore, effective immediately, there will be no new rental occupancies with rental terms of less than 90 days allowed within the town of Curie Beach until April 22nd or until this order has been rescinded. Individuals renting within the town for purposes directly related to the COVID-19 pandemic or related to providing essential services are exempted from this order. That's my motion, sir.
Oh, I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. It's time to call for vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? A unanimous action we will amend the emergency order accordingly. Are there any other questions from the people on the telephone?
I'm going to read that next one.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is Connie Markle. I'm from Sports Fisher.
Hello, Connie. Well, how can we help you?
Could I make a recommendation? I think it might be useful to the of each HOA in each to send out an email to all of their lot owners of this, because I know that even if we have a lot of people that rent through VVRO, and I think it would be useful of the HOAs to send out an email telling their lot owners can't have short-term rentals.
That is an excellent idea, Connie, and it is something we plan to do, is communicate with the HOAs.
Oh, great. Okay.
But thank you.
Thank you so much.
Because we don't always get to every base, thank you for the advice. It is appreciated.
Okay, thank you.
Any other question?
So, with the governor not having a scheduled update tomorrow, maybe we could skip one whole day without having a meeting and continue this meeting to Thursday at 5 p.m.?
I think it would be smart not to adjourn, but to continue in case we do need to come back.
Right.
But I don't see a need in meeting every single day.
That's why I was thinking Thursday, right? Yeah. Get one day.
Okay.
The staff would probably appreciate it if you want to get one on time.
So do I have a motion for a continuation for Thursday?
I make a motion we close the meeting and continue to Thursday at 5 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adjourned. No, not adjourned. Excuse me. Continued until Thursday.
Thank you, everyone.